said. I want to just share from the Word of God in a moment. My title is Have a Guess What You Are Able to Do. I used to have a Triumph Dolomite about 30 years ago. And it was quite a good car. I had it for about 6 months. But it went to its MOT and failed the MOT. And the amount of money I would have to spend on it to get it through wouldn't have been worth it. So I got rid of it in the end and bought another car off somebody else. So what I was going to do was I was going to drive it to the local tip, a car wrecking place, and then get a bus back to somebody else's house where I'd bought another car. But as I was driving it along to the wrecking yard, I discovered certain things that it could do. On the dashboard, I worked out what this did and what that did and what this did, and thought right at the end, I have worked out that this vehicle was able to do all kinds of things that I didn't use it for. I want to read from Mark 16, 9 to 19. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterwards, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. And later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they'll speak in new tongues, they'll pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And when they place their hands on sick people, they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Lord, we thank you for the fact that as we look at your word, we see that those who believe and who follow you can be used by you to do the miraculous. There was no expiry date for this. And it says, these signs will accompany those who believe. And so we thank you for the fact, Lord, that in us, you believe in us. And you have put great and mighty things in us, Lord, which you still believe are operable. And I pray that tonight you will speak through your word and encourage us in Jesus' name. As Christians, we believe that every single one of us has a calling of some kind from God. You know, and we believed it a year ago. We believed it 12, 13, 14 months ago when we came out of 2019 into 2020 and we started to meet here. We heard about this virus down in China and other places, and we hoped and prayed and didn't believe that it would come here. And even at that point, God was speaking to us about what he wants to do with us in the future. And we believed. And some of you had ministries and still have ministries where God is working through you. And don't worry, you see other people working the miraculous. You might not do. Don't feel condemned. God has something for everybody that's different. But God had at that point put something in. And I believe that over this year, we have gone through the strangest time possible. Because we've not been able to physically meet with people or do things. So whatever God's gift is, whether it's any of these miraculous things or anything else, it's been very, very difficult to do that. And what God is saying tonight is that you are still the answer to the world. The church is still the answer to the world. What I have put in you is still there, and I still want to revive it. I still want to set it on fire and do something great with it. And Jesus was talking to people here who had seen him perform miracles. I mean, Jesus himself had raised the dead. He'd healed the blind. He'd cast out demons. He'd healed lepers. He'd healed a woman sick for 12 years. He's fed 5,000 and 4,000 and walked on water. And he went around doing these things. And his instruction to us is don't seek to do these things, But his instruction to you and to me is quite simply this: walk with me every day, and I will use you for my glory and for my purpose in the church. And what I'm amazed at when I look at this church is that I see people who would not normally see themselves as being powerful or wonderful, but God is using them in small ways out on the street and to do his bidding and to share and to love other people. And God uses people in different ways. God's given people in gifts in different ways to do these things. But what God is saying is, you still have this in you, and I can still use you to do powerful things. But I believe the key is always keep in dialogue with God, talk to God, stay with God, trust him. Believe that he can do great and mighty things. Believe that he can work through you. There was a lady, when I was at Derby Community Church, there was a lady called Sue Hocking. She was a single lady, and God knew, God had a calling for her to go and I think serve in one African country. I think it was Uganda, but I'm not quite sure. And she went and she did it. But she had this, I don't know if it was a suicidal thoughts or a death wish, but something the enemy had put into her that she didn't want to live anymore, and it just happened. Call it depression, call it whatever. And she prayed, God, will you take this away? And what happened was, she woke up one morning and she just automatically stretched out on the bed and said, oh, it's great to be alive. And the sun shone on her. And from that moment onwards, those thoughts left. And what I'm saying is this, that what I see through the Bible is that before we pick up snakes with our hands and drink deadly poison, and God will use us in our imperfection, what I see is that God wants to draw us closer to him. All right. You know, somebody once said to me, oh, I've lost the joy of my salvation, you know, my first love. I said, you can get it back now. I said, go away. Don't listen to my preaching. Just go away somewhere, sit in a room, and just start talking to God. Start worshipping him. Start listening to what he wants to say to you, and God will revive you. If we align our thoughts with him, we can then find ourselves doing what he's called us to do. Romans 12:2 says, don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And then he goes on to say, John 14:12, I tell you the truth. This is back in the Gospels. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. You see, Jesus says that, and obviously Jesus was and is God, God the Son, perfect part of the Trinity. But he, in his humanity, conversed with his Father every single day. And he would pray all night long as well. But I want to say to you tonight that God has put something in every one of you, and you are important. What you have is very, very important. What God has given you is in that, and God wants to revive you and revive that. Don't feel condemned, but God, God absolutely wants to revive you and revive that. And you know, I just want to share an illustration again about. I've shared it before, but I want to share it tonight because the Holy Spirit's telling me to do this. When I've been to the Philippines on missions trips a few times, and if you've ever been on a long haul flight from Heathrow, you know that, you know, you go to your jumbo jet, you go down the tunnel, and you sit there. Well, you go down the tunnel into the plane. On this particular occasion, many years ago, I think it was Terminal 3 or somewhere, there were some renovations or changes. So the particular plane we got on to Hong Kong was out on the tarmac. And there was no tunnel going down. A bus had to take us, and we had to go up the steps. Now, if you've ever been up the steps onto a 747, it's quite big. You know, you almost feel like the American president going up. And as I was walking up the steps, I thought, this thing, I'm going to sit in there. They're going to belt me in. Some woman's going to give me some menu and stuff. And this thing will fly me to Hong Kong. Thought, and I had put my trust 100% in what the engineers had done in building it, what the pilot is doing, and what he'll complete. And in the Christian life, we put our faith 100%, not in your own goodness, not in that righteous act you're going to do tomorrow, not in the fact that you're going to read the Bible 10 hours tomorrow and feel better, but you put your trust 100% in what Christ has done on the cross, what he is doing in you, and what he will complete in you. And I want to say to every person in this room, you are no different to anybody else. You know, if you think that one act of righteousness can get you closer to heaven, that is blasphemy. It is blasphemy like nothing else. Please don't think along those lines. Now, Matthew 5:48, we're called to be holy. We know that as part of a holy life. But your salvation and your acceptance by God was sorted by Jesus. But we are brought into this new life whereby God has got a calling for you. Brian can do things on the streets of Romsey and has respect with certain people that I wouldn't know or won't be able to go near. Olga, Vicky, whatever, all of us are different. God has something for us in our imperfection. Paul had a thorn. What was that thorn? We just don't know. Some people thought it was blindness or temptation or this or that. We don't know. But what I know is this, that in Paul's imperfection, God used him. And even though this lockdown has affected us, and my goodness, hasn't it affected us, my daughter goes back to school tomorrow. I mean, it's just, you know, it's been the toughest time since Christmas, having to set lessons out and everything else, and it's just lovely. We'll miss it, of course, you know, maybe for about 5 minutes, but that's so we're kind of getting back to some kind of normality. And I do believe that COVID will be gone, and we'll be meeting here by June, July, August, easy. I believe it. I believe in faith. You know, I think sometimes you've got to come out of the realm of science and go into faith because I know God's doing it. And we'll be able to do all the things we want to do again. But I believe that in that time, maybe the devil's thought, oh, you're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. And it's significant that right at the end here, Jesus says, these signs will accompany those who believe. And yes, I believe we can do those things. Absolutely. You know, drive out demons, speak in new tongues, pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, not them at all, they'll place their hands on sick people and they'll get well. You know, I never forget the fact that my wife Jackie used to have psoriasis and the patch was visible down the front of her forehead. And a lady called Mrs. Martell in the church in Guernsey, who was really close to God, anointed her with oil and the patch disappeared overnight. Now, when that happened, you think, blimey, heck. Just a reminder that this Christian stuff is real after all. I was shaking. I thought, what? God healed her completely, visibly. When you see a visible miracle like that, it's incredible. But it's a reminder of the fact, now this is Mrs. Martell was probably, you know, she was a widow. She was probably something like in her 80s. She passed away many years ago. But she's just an ordinary person like me or you who couldn't do what I'm doing now or what Davey's doing on the keyboard or anything else, but who just followed Jesus. And what I want to say to you out of this tonight, and my title quite simply is again, have a guess what you're able to do. You are able to do everything and anything that God is calling you to do. And so I just want to remind you of that fact and simply say that within you, God has put everything and anything. And I want to say as well that prayer can do everything and anything that God can do. And I want to encourage you to draw close to God, to put him first in your life, and to allow him to work in you and through you. And when you do that, you will experience him deeper. Some of you have a desire within your hearts to want to step out in some of these miraculous ways. And I want to say to you, the reason that desire is there is because the Holy Spirit has put it there and he will do it in you. Absolutely. He will do it in you. He will work in you. Now, we've only got 11 people here tonight. That's great. It's fantastic. You know, we've still got these silly COVID rules. But I believe that is the message that God wants to encourage you with tonight. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they'll drive out demons. They'll speak in new tongues. They'll pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, it won't hurt them at all. They'll place their hands on sick people and they will get well. They will recover. So I want to leave that with you right now. And I want to remind you of the fact that God is mighty and God is powerful. And whatever you are facing, you see, you might think, okay, I'm walking from a Christian life. This is all the miraculous stuff, but I've got to get over this bit first. And I believe specifically God was speaking to somebody tonight through what Olga shared about forgiveness. You think God's not forgiven you? He has. Don't nobody walk out of this room tonight thinking you're not forgiven. You are forgiven. Holy Spirit spoke through that. Okay? But I also want to say that if there are other things holding you back, God is big enough. Just say to God, God, I've got this thing that I'm struggling with, which is so powerful and so horrible, and I don't know how to get over it. Just speak to God, and God will work it out in his time. God will work with you. We are all different. We all deal with calamity and different things in different ways.